Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 through 29. Jesus said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Seeds appear to be just little things that are dry and dead. Actually, they are teeming with life. Inside the outer coat is a root and a shoot just waiting to jump out and start growing, along with a powerful energy supply to keep it growing until it can make its own energy. It's a simple yet fantastic design that continues to work despite gene manipulation, the production of hybrids, and all the attacks from fungi, bugs, and plant viruses. The human race is only one failed seed season away from starvation. But we don't worry, because we know the seed designer, who has promised that seed time and harvest will never cease, as long as the earth endures. Seeds work. So Jesus used the story of a seed to illustrate what the Christian church is like. In this chapter of Mark, he tells three different seed stories that clearly show the power of the gospel in causing and growing the church of all who believe in Jesus. It's the seed chapter in the Bible. You may have heard this message 1,000 times, but it still brings a thrill to your believing heart and makes that faith stronger. It's been proclaimed worldwide, has caused 2 billion people to say, "I believe in Jesus," and is still going strong. That's why you read through the Bible, so your faith will grow along with your knowledge. It's also why you plant the gospel with as many people as possible, so that more people can join us in the kingdom. Dear Holy Spirit, thank you for putting your power at work in the seed of the gospel. Lead me to hear it and read it so that it can grow my faith stronger. Lead me to plant it in the ears and minds of others so you can bring them into the kingdom of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.